Do you have recollection of music in your family?
When I was real little, I remember my dad and my brother Bill sitting around playing, and there'd always be somebody come by that played a fiddle, you know. And of course, my dad went to bed with chickens went to roost, and if they'd come by at 7 or 8 o'clock, which wouldn't be late in the wintertime. Remember, a lot of times he'd get up, you know, and get dressed, and they'd go in there and sit and play for an hour or two, you know. Then they'd go on. But I remember that all the way back to when I was 3 or 4 years old.
Do you remember when an instrument became of interest to you?
Yeah. We had a fiddle that only had one string on it, the A string. And I got where I could play a song on that one string, and I'd get my brother Ken to play rhythm for me. And that's when I started getting to like music, which's on fiddle. And then when the boys all went away, when the war broke out, I started playing for square dances one or two, three a year with my dad. So I started learning chords on the guitar.
How old do you think you would have been when you picked up that first one-string fiddle?
Oh, about 6 or 7, 5 maybe.
It just came naturally to you, didn't it?
Seemed like it did, yeah. Yeah. I know it beat working in the farm. Later on when I started playing for square dances and they'd pass the hat around, you know, and you'd pick up $5 maybe. Sometimes get lucky and make $12, $15, and you work all day for 50 cents to a dollar, you know, working out in the hot sun. It didn't make sense to me. I thought, the guitar feels better in my hand than a pitchfork or a shovel, you know, or a hoe. And I thought, you better start practicing. That's what I did. And, you know, I've been playing over 60 years. I've never done anything else. I had a job one time. When I went to California, I had to transfer into the musicians union. You just couldn't go out there and start to work. They had a waiting period of like 6 months or 9 months, I forget. But I went down, deposited my union card, and went to work for General Motors. The first couple of nights, I got blisters on the bottom of my feet from pulling cars off an assembly line and pushing the car bodies over to another line. It went upstairs. It would drop them down on the chassis. About the first week went by, and I thought, I just really don't like this. You know, it was worse than farm work. So I went out looking and met Jack Tucker. He was from Ada, Oklahoma. He had a band called Jack Tucker and something Okies. And he had another brother, Herb Tucker, and they both had bands. But Jack was pretty popular around in Southern California in the early 50s. So he took me down to the union, and he said, I'm going to hire Tommy to work in my band because he can play guitar, he can sing, he sang harmony. Now, if they couldn't give him a guy out of the local 47, then he had the right to use me until this other guy comes along that's better, then he could bump me off the job. But nobody ever came by to bump me, so I finally got my local 47 L.A. Union card.
Let's come back to your first school you attended. Was it a one-room schoolhouse?
No, Owosso had a pretty good size. The 1 through the 6th grade was in one building, and 7 through the 12th grade was in another building. The grade school was 2 stories, 2 floors. They had 6 buses that ran at that time, and it seemed like there was a lot of kids for then, but right now it's a huge school out there. I mean, they got schools all over that countryside.
How about your first house? How big a house was that?
The house we grew up in, we had 1 bedroom, a living room, and a kitchen, and a back porch.
And that accommodated how many at one time?
Well, there was 4 boys and 3 girls at home.
So where did everybody sleep?
There was 2 beds in 1 bedroom, and the boys would sleep in 1 bed, and the girls would sleep in the other, and you put 2 at one end and 2 at the other end. I mean, that's where I grew up, you know, sleeping like that.
Never thought anything different. Thought everybody did
that. Well, yeah, everybody did. That's how they did, you know, I guess. Unless you had more than 1 bedroom. We had 1 bedroom and a path.
Yeah. In the birth order, you were next to the youngest?
I was the youngest boy, and I have 1 sister born after me.
In school, would you play? Did the teachers know you were musical?
Sure. And all the musicals, I'd sing Old Shep and the Ballad of Jesse James, songs like that.
You could vocalize as well as playing instruments. You sang.
I thought I could.
Well, if they asked you to, they must have.
Yeah.
Do you remember the first dance you might have played for?
Yeah. First one I really got paid for was at Doc Glass. He was the head doctor down here at St. John's Hospital at that time. When the war broke out, every year he'd have a big Christmas party. He had a 27-room house out east of Owosso, which was a mansion back in those days. And he had a beautiful downstairs. Wasn't a ballroom. It was a big library. It had a marble floor and a hardwood floor. That's where they'd have the square dance. He'd invite all the nurses and the doctors to work their hospital out for a big Christmas party. And that was the first one I played for, and it was a square dance. I had a guy that called him, and my dad played. They'd pass the hat around. It paid good money, man. We made $12, $13 a piece. And I've hoed corn for a penny a row out there, you know.
So that would have been in 1941 or 2.
It was 41 and 42, yeah. That's about 10 years old then.
So that was tall cotton, as we say, right?
You bet.
Your father bought a house in Claremore.
Yeah, we moved to Claremore in late 42. I finished up the sixth grade in high school there in Claremore. And, of course, when I got to be a junior in high school, I started playing with the Oklahoma Swing Billies every Saturday night at the American Legion. That went good for a year or so. Then I thought, well, I'm going to get my own band. And I formed my own band and bought an old bus down here from Leon McAuliffe.
So how old are you when you're thinking this?
I was 18. We got the old bus. We'd play dances. We'd play Collinsville and Ramona and Vanita and Chelsea and Pryor and places like that on weekends.
Since you were living in Claremore, the Will Rogers Memorial was built.
It was there. I don't remember exactly. A guy knew what year it was built. It was there when we moved there in late 40s. Must have been in the late 30s.
The museum itself was created in 36, I believe it
yeah.
was.
Remember, you took me out there one time and they took that guitar of his that he had got from C.F. Martin. Been handmade in 1897. Yeah. They had been in that case since 1936. He let me and Larry Gatlin play it.
You mean that Will Rogers had?
Yeah.
Not many know he could play the guitar a little.
I'd never heard that.
You know how much that guitar would be worth today? What these collectors pay for? A couple of $3 million, probably.
Yeah.
And where is it today?
It's in the memorial.
It
in
is.
Claremore.
Mm-hmm. Did your family attend church when you were in Claremore?
Yeah, they belonged to the Baptist church.
Did you play in the church?
I played, yeah. I had some friends that played in a little band at another church there, and I'd go there and play.
So it gave you an opportunity to develop your skill. Speaking of Will Rogers, does your family have any remembrances of actually seeing Will Rogers?
Well, yeah, they settled out west of Claremore. My dad was born in 1880, and he was 12 years old, so they came in 1892 and settled out west of Claremore about 4 miles on Verdius River up on the side of that bluff out there. Will Rogers was born on that same river, just about 6-7 miles up the stream. My Uncle Bob and Uncle John knew him, and my dad remembers seeing him when he was a kid around.
Did they have any stories?
Well, the only thing my dad said one time, he said, you know, he got run out of a lot of schools for roping the girls. He liked to rope. He was a trick roper. And he'd rope the teachers and rope the kids, you know, and said they'd kick him out of school. I don't know if they actually kicked him out, but could have.
Yeah, I think they did. I spoke to his niece, Coke Meyer,
yeah,
and she talks about that, how he was asked to leave school a few times.